This is Cashing Out on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Oh, you know it is. It is Cashing Out on VSiN. I am Keith Irizarry, going to be rocking with you for the next couple of hours, and we'll be taking a look at some of the live MLB action, a bunch of games still in action. Some will be finishing up as we continue along over the next couple hours. Couple of headlines to get into as well, and some great guests. How about Ken Danico, three-time Stanley Cup champ, going to join us in about a half hour or so, break down everything Stanley Cup final and things that we have seen throughout this postseason. Dave Sharapan, good friend of mine, longtime sports book person, veteran odds maker. You catch him on so many different shows. He will check in around midnight Eastern time, and a few other guests as well. So some of your headlines. How about Aaron Judge? 469-foot home run against the Royals in a win. The Yankees were rocking and rolling. Jason Dominguez looked good. The 469-foot home run, by the way, from Aaron Judge, it almost left the K. Like, literally almost left the entire Kauffman Stadium. It was glorious. It was fun. I don't know what to make of the Philadelphia Phillies, because when you start looking at the Phillies, they had made a run, looked like they took over in the NL East, right? And now, oh, okay, here we come. Bryce Harper gets banged up. They are a team that lives and dies this season, really last season as well, by the home run. They have now lost 10 of their last 12 as they fall to the Cubs on Tuesday night as well. So the Phillies are a team we're going to have to kind of figure out. The Cubs are really good. I think the Cubs are going to be very busy at the trade deadline. They need to add some pitching to that team, but they are in control of that division, and the Philly slide continues. How about Aaron Rodgers? He is officially a Pittsburgh Steeler. We knew that. He was at, training camp today. $13.65 million. Passes the physical on Saturday. $10 million of that is guaranteed. Can get up to $19.5 million. Says this is the place he's always wanted to be. Loves Mike Tomlin. And oh, by the way, for our video people, he has a wedding band on. And yeah, he apparently got married a few months ago. He is happy as happy can be. Speaking of happy, this is a weird one. All right, so I'm going to do this little segment right here, kind of like old school radio-esque for you, old school video-esque. Giannis Antetokounmpo, from a betting standpoint, it seemed like, yeah, this dude is out the door in Milwaukee, bon voyage, he's going to go help someone else. But if you follow the tea leaves, so Brian Windhorst, who's as keyed in as anyone over at ESPN, the quote was, right now, there is no trade market for Giannis. There are no Giannis trade discussions. He has not asked for it. The Bucks are not looking to trade him. He also dropped, Giannis, a few breadcrumbs that he would love to win another championship in Milwaukee. You can go back a few years ago when he was talking about how my kids were born here in Milwaukee and I love this place and I want to continue to have more parades here. The interesting part about all of this is that when you are a global icon like Giannis Antetokounmpo, and you are an NBA superstar and a future first ballot Hall of Famer and a one-time NBA champion, the NBA has gone the route of the minute things aren't going well for you, you ask to be traded. You ask for out. There's not a lot of Kobe Bryants out there that stay with their team for the entirety of their career. Now, to be fair, there was the one time where he may or may not have asked for a trade, and it didn't happen. But anyway, I digress. So you got the LeBrons of the world, the Durants of the world, and we'll get back to Durant in just a second, that are looking to move on whenever they can. Giannis seems like he loves Milwaukee. Seems like he has ingratiated himself into the culture there, ingratiated himself into that environment, into that city. And now, maybe he doesn't want to be traded? Fascinating. I think the trickle-down effect for all of this is interesting, too, because if Giannis is not on the move, then the big fish, and again, we'll go back to ESPN for a second, where Shams Charania and Brian Windhorst, they predicted that this is going to be one of the most epic off seasons, one of the busiest NBA off seasons. There is going to be moves galore. Well, if Giannis isn't on the move, and Durant is, and he's the big fish, and there are teams like the Knicks, and there were rumors today about the Toronto Raptors being interested, the Spurs, the Rockets, all teams that would probably be interested in Giannis as well. Now we spin it forward to a little bit of betting take here, okay? So I took a look over on DraftKings, the futures market for Giannis, and not for Giannis, I mean for teams, and this is right now. So we don't know if Giannis or Kevin Durant or anybody else will end up on any of these teams. So obviously the NBA Finals going on right now, so it's really early for these futures, but there are bettors out there that love to jump the gun here. So the Thunder, according to DraftKings, plus 205 to win the championship next year. 8-1 odds, Knicks and Pacers, both there. The Timberwolves are 9-1, Cavs 11-1, Rockets 12-1, and then you're getting to like Nuggets at 16-1, Lakers 18-1, Celtics 20-1. Obviously, the books are a little bit worried about what Jason Tatum's Achilles injury will be and whether or not he'll be able to, you know, resurface next year or not. You can go then to the Spurs at 20-1, and we will have to come back to them in just a second. The Warriors at 20-1, Mavs 25-1, and then everything past that is 40-1 odds. The reason I bring those up is because if you're looking to get into the futures market, there's a time, and it's before Giannis or Kevin Durant would be on the move. Because let's say Giannis ends up in, let's say, San Antonio. There's been rumors of blockbuster deals that would involve Stephon Castle and Devin Vassell and first round picks and blah, 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 blah. Imagine if all of that happened and suddenly Giannis was a San Antonio Spur and he's alongside De'Aaron Fox, Wemby, maybe Chris Paul stays then. You really think the 20-1 odds isn't going to move? It will. So now would be the time to strike. Let's go to the Lakers. There was a rumor circulating about the Lakers potentially trying to move Austin Reeves and other pieces for Giannis. Again, I don't think that happens. I'm not sure the Lakers have enough to make that move. But if it were to happen, 18-1 odds on the Lakers is fantastic right now. That would probably be about 9-1, 10-1. They would jump mightily. Knicks at 8-1. If they were to get Giannis or Kevin Durant, how much does that move the needle? Probably a bit, right? I would imagine, because I guess Cat would have to be part of it at some facet to make the money work. 8-1 probably turns to 6-1. Not the biggest move, but if you're betting a lot of money, there is some value there as well. So definitely something to monitor. The Giannis story is going to be something we will continue to pay attention to. Kevin Durant is something we will continue to pay attention to, all while we are watching an NBA Finals in which we will get into it and we will break this down and I'll tell you some players to pay attention to as we moved over to Indy into game number 3. And I'll tell you, what we should be looking for in that over the next couple hours. But yeah, the futures market, if you're trying to get involved, there is an opportunity. Quick check on Major League Baseball and some of the scores as we sit here right now, almost 10 minutes into the 11 p.m. Eastern hour. Rockies up 5-2 on the Giants in the bottom of the eighth. The Giants were heavy favorites in that game. So if you happen to bet Colorado, you are feeling pretty good right now. The A's are up 1-0 on the Angels. Dodgers trailing to the Padres at San Diego 4-0 in the top of the fifth. Padres were the favorites in that game. So you got that there. Diamondbacks up 3-0 on the Mariners, and a bunch of games have gone final. The Mets ended up winning in 10 over the Nationals 5-4. The Yankees, like we mentioned, all over the Royals, 10-2. How about the red-hot Cincinnati Reds, who've now won 5 games in a row? They win 1-0 over the Cleveland Guardians. So the Cincinnati Reds are cruising along. Really quickly, I want to dive back into the NFL just for a second and go back to Aaron Rodgers. And we'll talk about the division with the Browns and the Steelers and the Bengals and the Ravens. Myles Garrett said he's excited about Aaron Rodgers being in the AFC North because he's ready to have him meet his gravestone. Put him in a graveyard. absolutely hilarious stuff. So words are already being bandied around in the AFC North, and we'll see what that ends up meaning for Aaron Rodgers. So as we move along, we'll continue telling you everything going on in Major League Baseball, and we'll talk about the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup Final. Hey, want to bet smarter this football season? Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today, and you get a full year at just $199, plus a free pre-order of the NFL Sharp Betting Playbook by Josh Applebaum, a no-nonsense guide to reading the market, spotting sharp action, and making smarter NFL bets. You can sign up now and get instant access to a daily email with all the best bets from hosts and their guests, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, 24/7 video access on the VSiN Watch app, plus our 2025 and 26 NFL betting guide that'll be dropping July 1st. You will not want to miss out on this limited time offer. So go to vsin.com/subscribe and use promo code BOOK, that is B-O-O-K, to sign up. It is vsin.com/subscribe. All right, when we get back, we will continue updating you on all the happenings in Major League Baseball and what we already saw today, see if anybody was able to cash in on some of their tickets. And a little bit later in the hour, we bring in the great Ken Danico, a three-time Stanley Cup champ, friend of mine over at NHL Network. He'll join us around 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. It's Cashing Out on VSiN. I'm Keith Irizarry.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
On a Tuesday night, it is Keith Irizarry with you on VSiN Cashing Out. As we have seen, nine or ten MLB games are now in the books. And to me, maybe the most surprising one was the Miami Marlins beating the Pirates 3-2. And I know that sounds weird, right? Because on the surface, the Pirates are what they came into the game 27-40 and are like, well, Keith, the Pirates stink. Well, the Marlins have been an odd team this year, and you had Sandy Alcantara on the mound. Sandy Alcantara came into the game with an ERA over 5. And this is a Sandy Alcantara, a guy that is typically Cy Young worthy. Actually, his ERA was over 7 coming into the game. He went 6 innings, 3 hits, and did not give up an earned run, ends up having 6 strikeouts. I bring that up to say this. I wonder how long it is until Sandy Alcantara is on the move. And I know there are going to be teams out there that'll be vying for him. And it's really all about whether or not Sandy Alcantara can revive his career and turn back into the Cy Young guy that he is before this sharp fall off, this season and even towards the tail end of last season, right? So the Marlins get the win. If you bet the Marlins on the money line, you had plus money there. So good for you. Hope you hit that. I know there are Pirates fans out there wanted to raise that Jolly Roger. Unfortunately, you don't get to do that. I do think, again, one of the things I like to say is monitor, right? Especially when you're talking about betting markets. I think from a trade market, you have to monitor Sandy Alcantara. And the reason is, if Alcantara, and the Marlins aren't going anywhere, if Alcantara starts looking like himself, I think teams like the Yankees, team like the Mets, I don't know if they would trade him within the division, but teams like that will be looking to add his services. Don't be surprised if a Detroit Tigers team decided to go all in and say, I got all these young hitters. I got Scoobles, the best pitcher probably in all of baseball. And let me add Sandy Alcantara, who's turning things around, right? I bring up the Mets, too, because the Mets, they have their voodoo that they do so well with all of their pitchers. And everybody who's pitching right now is just dominating. They have their science behind everything. Sandy Alcantara in a Mets uniform would be absolutely dynamic for that Met fan base. All right, I'll get you more updates on what's going on in the world of baseball as we continue cruising along. I tease this, Myles Garrett. I guess he's not a fan of Aaron Rodgers. Let's hear Myles Garrett with the media earlier today.
What do I think about it?
Face him twice a year.
I think it's a good opportunity to put him in the graveyard.
Oh, my goodness. By the way, Myles Garrett, scary dude. That is a scary, yoked up dude. I'm interested in this division, and as we kind of navigate the waters, the Ravens are going to be the creme de la creme in this division, right? And we know Lamar Jackson is always one of the MVP candidates. You could have made an argument that he maybe should have won it last year, not Josh Allen, but, you know, Lamar Jackson is amazing. Joe Burrow had one of the best statistical seasons a quarterback has maybe ever had. They got their issues with Trey Hendrickson and how they're going to, you know, divvy up and dole out their money. Then you got the Steelers there and the Browns. And I have people telling me that the Steelers, the needle doesn't move with Aaron Rodgers taking over the helm as the quarterback. I'm here to tell you, I think the Steelers are in a good spot. And I don't know why I appear to be the only one that thinks this. All right, so let's kind of break down the Pittsburgh Steelers. The defense, obviously, you'd like to see TJ Watt there at training camp. He hasn't gotten there yet, but it's okay. I mean, he's a longtime veteran. I don't think it's going to be an issue. The defense wasn't as good last year as it has been. I think it'll be fine, right? They drafted a young running back. They'll add him into the stable. You got DK Metcalf. Clearly need another weapon on offense, and I think they're going to try to find that Alan Lazard or maybe another Aaron Rodgers buddy. So to win the AFC, 20-1 odds, no thank you. To win the AFC North, plus 550, no thank you. The win total is where it is at. So if you're going to go over the 8.5, plus 110, I feel like I'm, you know, beating the drum that we always beat, but Mike Tomlin teams don't finish under 500. And for as bad as everyone believes Aaron Rodgers was last season, 3,800 passing yards, 28 passing touchdowns, 11 interceptions, completion percentage, clearly one of the worst of his career. I get it. And for all the other people that go, well, why would he be better in Pittsburgh when the Jets had so many weapons around him? I mean, I know I'm from New York. I'm not supposed to say this. It's the Jets. When's the last time that they ever, I mean, they don't succeed. They just don't. It's an organization that continues to stumble and bumble. I'd like to see them be competitive. I'd like to see them take a step forward. I really would. My father is a diehard Jets fan. I'd love to see him happy. I'd love to see, you know, someday the Jets win. It just doesn't seem like they do. Now, the Pittsburgh Steelers, I don't know if they're admitting it, but there are multiple reports that the Steelers went after Matthew Stafford in the trade market, didn't get him, tried to re-sign Justin Fields. He took more money from the New York Jets, and the third option was Aaron Rodgers. They did not go out and draft a high-ranking QB. They decided to take Will Howard late in the NFL draft this year, and really, he's more of a project. I don't think people believe he is maybe ever going to be a starting QB in the NFL, but at least not right now, right? Mason Rudolph was never going to be the answer. So there are going to be some people that tell you it is better to bottom out, right? I don't know. Like, I guess, yeah, but that's hard to sell to your fan base. And the truth of the matter of the fact is, even if Mason Rudolph was the QB of this Pittsburgh Steelers, Mike Tomlin has won games with Mason Rudolph in the past. Mike Tomlin is one of those coaches that will accidentally win 7 or 8 games. And then maybe you find a way to win one more. And there's 8 or 9 wins. And then you're still not getting a top 10 pick, let's say, in a loaded NFL draft of QBs, as we are told, right? So I think you go with Rodgers, and you got Rodgers under center, and maybe you win 9 games. Maybe you win 10 games. Maybe you win a playoff game. He rides off into the sunset, and then you figure out your future from there. Now, the other side is, and I was on another network hosting this weekend, and my co-host said, I think that it is going to be an absolute train wreck, and it'll be toxic, and everything will not work there. Okay. Let's say it doesn't. Let's say it's a train wreck. It's a dumpster fire. And they win five games. Well, one, if you bet the under, you hit. And two, then you're in the running for the Arch Mannings of the world and all the other QBs, right? So it's not, how do I word this? It is not the worst thing to have Rodgers under center, because I think you're going to get the over anyway. I think they're going to win nine games. I would take the over. You're getting the plus money. I think you take the over and you win your nine games. You're happy. You're staying relevant. Now, the question really becomes, like, do you want to just be relevant and continue to get to the playoffs and lose? Well, I think they could win a game. If everything goes right, why can't they win a game with Rodgers? Again, I keep coming back. Rodgers was not as bad as you all think. Is he tough to deal with? I guess, right? Does he say some odd things in the media? Sure. Is he evasive? Yeah. Can he be a little bit abrasive? Sure. But if he's throwing, like, I think that, and I, you know, look some of these numbers too, I'd take over 3,500 passing yards. Yeah, I would consider taking the over 3,800 yards. That's something you could look at. I would take over the 25 passing touchdowns. I would look at the 30 passing touchdowns, right? All of these things are worth a shekel. A little pizza money, as we like to say here at VSiN. So Aaron Rodgers with this Pittsburgh Steelers team, I don't think they'll be the worst team in that division. Obviously, I think the Cleveland Browns will be. I think there's storylines there as well. Who will be the starting quarterback? I think it's probably Flacco. Flacco will get the start to start. And then if Shedeur Sanders is good, cool. If it's not him, Kenny Pickett. If it's not him, Dylan Gabriel. I think the Browns are totally in rebuild mode. Well, not rebuilding, as the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup are here, and Profit X is offering the best odds all playoffs long. ProfitX is a peer-to-peer sports exchange available in 40-plus states, the first of its kind in the U.S. You will be able to make your sports picks against other groups of fans rather than against the sports books, which is kind of cool, right? The exchange does guarantee you the best odds on average by 10 to 20%. You can even request your own odds. How cool is that? Download ProfitX today with the code VSIN and you earn up to $200 in profit cash over your first month.
Welcome back to Cashing Out here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Hopefully it has been a lucrative night or maybe morning for you. I am Keith Irizarry. It is Cashing Out on VSiN. Let's check in on the baseball card right now. So live action, what do we have going on? Giants now have taken the 6-5 lead over the Rockies. This was an interesting game too. The over-under in this was set at 11.5, and I felt really confident about the over. This, if the Rockies do not score here in the bottom of the ninth, the under would hit in Colorado. Reminder, Colorado was up, 5-2 in this game? So the Giants score. Did they score that in the ninth? Let me see for a second. Yeah, it was 4 in the ninth. So they score 4 in the ninth, being down 5-2 to go up 6-5. And now it is 2 outs in the bottom of the ninth. Colorado looks like they're going to end up falling in this one. The Giants were minus 220 on the money line. Elsewhere, the A's and the Angels are deadlocked at one apiece. I love the under in this game coming in. The under's looking really good, obviously, barring something crazy. The Padres were heavy favorites over the Dodgers tonight at home, minus 120. The Dodgers are now down 9-0, so the over has already hit. The team total over for the Padres obviously hits as well. The Diamondbacks and the Mariners, Diamondbacks were favorites at home, and they are up 7-2 in the bottom of the sixth. As for what did we see earlier in the day, I came in loving the Tigers against the Orioles. The Orioles are just one of the oddest teams for me to watch. They just cannot figure it out. every time they win, you know, two or three games, the next thing you know, they lose two or three games. And the Detroit Tigers are now 44-24. And I'm telling you, they are as real comes. They have pitching. They have hitting. You're looking at a team where, remember when Spencer Torkelson was starting to be viewed as one of the biggest busts maybe ever? I remember a couple years ago when I thought there was value in him as a rookie of the year. That didn't work. I'm man enough to admit it. Well, he's got 16 home runs now. The batting average still, like, listen, that's a thing. Torkelson feels like, I know Alonso is on fire right now, but he feels like Alonso-esque, where if you can get him to bat 250 or 260 and he hits the home runs, you're going to be very happy with him. This Tigers team is very deep. And the Orioles team is going to be one where a guy like Cedric Mullins, I think he may end up on the market as we continue along throughout this season. All right, elsewhere, the Reds. I talked about them briefly. Cincinnati came in on a four-game hitting winning streak. They now win 1-0. Low-scoring affair, obviously. Did Jose Ramirez get on base? I forgot to look. Yes, he did. So his on-base streak continues along to, what, 35 or 36 games now? That's pretty cool for Jose Ramirez. But the Reds are now 35-33. Don't look now. Maybe they're for real. The New York Yankees, after some of the struggles against the Boston Red Sox, maybe one of the best remedies for them. It shouldn't be because Kansas City was supposed to be good, but they go into the K and they absolutely shellack the Royals. Aaron Judge, always a good bet if you want to go home run. And this is a fascinating one for me too, because I've had this conversation with other people in the betting industry. Maybe we'll talk with Dave Sharapan about this as well. What's your threshold for a home run prop? A lot of people like to say 3-1 odds. I think there are players that doesn't work for. Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, their guy, I mean, honestly, Cal Raleigh is starting to be that kind of guy where the total base prop isn't giving you bang for your buck. And if the home run prop is like plus 185, plus 195, even if it's less than 2-1 odds, for a guy like Aaron Judge, it appears to make sense. The Yankees crushed them. Aaron Judge now has 24 home runs. The home run he hit went 469 feet, like literally almost left the K. Kauffman Stadium, it was almost out of it. And you feel bad for Noah Cameron, the youngster who looked really good early on in his career this season. 5 2/3, gave up the 7 hits, 6 earned runs, 6 Ks. I actually was watching MLB Network at the time, and Yonder Alonso was on the air live and said, this is about to be a home run. And then, home run for Aaron Judge. So if you were back in the Yankees, they were slight favorites in that one. It was essentially even money. The Nats were actually favorites on the road. The Mets go in to Citi Field, win walk-off style in 10 innings. 9 runs scored, so the over hits. This is a New York Mets team that is crushing it at home. They are about as safe of a bet on their at home as any other team in Major League Baseball, and Steve Gelbs continues to get doused with water after games. I love it. I've worked with Gelbs for a long time. It's fun to me. The Atlanta Braves, yet another team that is hard to figure out. They've got all the talent in the world. Now, the pitching is weird. I know the pitching hasn't been great for the Atlanta Braves. They fall tonight, earlier in the day, to the Milwaukee Brewers, who've been pretty good. But the Atlanta Braves now have lost 8 of their last 10 games. The Braves are now behind the Nationals in the NL East. And again, I routinely mention this because once we get to June, we're past Memorial Day. You have a better feel for these teams. You're in that weird zone where over the next 2 or 3 weeks, like before you get to July 1st, before you then get to the All-Star break, a week and a half after that, these teams are going to be reevaluating themselves and trying to figure out, okay, this guy only has a year or two left on his contract. It's time to move on for him. The Atlanta Braves, I did not think they'd be in a sell mode. I'm still not sure that they will be. I'm just telling you, pay attention to that. Elsewhere, the Cubs were at the Phillies. The Cubs were dogs in this one. Phillies were the favorites. Cubs take it 8-4. The over hits. The over was set at 9. 12 runs scored. The Philadelphia Phillies have now lost 12 of their last 14 games. They cannot figure it out. Even on a night where they score four runs and you're kind of feeling pretty good about the offense, lackluster. Boston Red Sox, have they found something? They played the Yankees, win a couple games. The Tampa Bay Rays were one of the hottest teams in all of baseball. The Red Sox take it. They were favorites at home. They win 3-1. The under cashes there. By the way, the under did cash in the Brewers and the Braves game. So let's say this. The over hit in the Rangers game. The Rangers went off. They Wyatt Langford went yard on a solo shot. They had a 7-run lead at that point. The Rangers go on to win 16-4 over the Minnesota Twins. I still wonder if the Rangers can figure it out. Marcus Semien, another name I think we should pay attention to, potentially on the trade market, because he just can't figure it out this year. They continue to move him down in the lineup or just move him out of the lineup. Today, they moved him up. He went 1-for-4, scored a pair of runs. Maybe that's something there. But the Minnesota Twins, now 35-31, they're a really good home team. They lose to the Rangers. Rangers are terrible on the road. They get the win. I don't know a lot of people that were backing the Rangers. I was not. And the Rangers take it 16-4 rather easily in this one. Blue Jays have been really good as of late. The Cardinals, after their big win streak, have been above average, but pretty much average. Blue Jays win 10-9, another high-scoring game. And the White Sox beat the Astros 4-2. By the way, the Giants, Rockies, they are officially done. Giants win 6-5. Now, if you want to start paying attention to your totals here, it is a time now where weather is warming up. A lot of these stadiums, the outdoor stadiums, you're going to feel more humidity. Just throwing it out there. And doing this for a while when I was hosting the show for MLB Network for the past 3 years, the betting show, it was something that we would talk about. The humidity, the weather, betting, you sometimes almost are a meteorologist. You have to track the weather. If it's humid, there's a chance the ball's flying out more. Obviously, wind, we know that. But the humidity is a real factor. Just saying, pay attention to it. We'll continue cruising along, get you all the updates on the rest of your West Coast games. But reminder, hey, VSIN fans, how would you like to play the Circa Survivor or Circa Million Contest for free this season? That's right, free. Winner Circle Proxy is giving away one free $1,000 entry to each contest plus full proxy service. Get this, you will be paired with a VSIN host for strategy all season long. That is awesome. Enter now for a chance to win. Just visit winnerscircleproxy.com/VSINWCP. That is winnerscircleproxy.com/VSIN. On the other side, one of the best in the business, good friend of mine, Dave Sharapan, will be joining us. He knows a thing or two about Circa Survivor and Circa Million Contest. The dude is a veritable just who's who of knowledge when it comes to betting. We'll talk some NBA, we'll talk some hockey, we'll talk some baseball, and we'll talk about a beef that him and I have. Yeah, there's a disagreement between Dave Sharapan and me. You will not want to miss it. Cashing out, Keith Irizarry, VSiN.